Today was supposed to be the deadline for city employees in Los Angeles to show proof of vaccination. The city is now delaying that action to December 18th. However, a lawsuit filed last month by a group of LAPD officers challenges the city's vaccine mandate, alleging it violates their constitutional rights. Joining us now is the chief of police for LAPD, Michael Moore. Chief, welcome to Here and Now.
Hello, how are you?
Thank you for being here. The city council will soon be weighing this proposal on a 2-month grace period. Your thoughts on the extension? How do you feel about the possible delay?
Oh, I'm good with it. I think that the goal here is to see 100% participation in the vaccination process for all of our men and women. And so I think these added days and weeks is going to help us all get to the mutual goal of 100% safety for all of our personnel.
So far, only about 65% of your workforce is fully vaxxed. What are some of the reasons they're telling you they're refusing to get vaccinated?
Right now, I think there's those that are hesitant or avoiding taking the vaccination are concerned for their health and the safety of the vaccine. And I think that's largely based on a lot of misinformation and information concerns of rarities or oddities that have happened to a very few people of the millions of individuals that have taken the doses. And I think it's also partly an attribute of the political climate that we're in, where this vaccination process has become politicized. Those that are vaccinated are on one side, those are not on the other. And that's unfortunate.
You also have a significant percentage of officers who are seeking a religious mandate. Do you believe they're sincere about this designation?
Well, that's yet to be determined. I look forward to the documentation that's been requested and required to be considered. You know, the issue right now is, why do you have this hesitancy? And I think as you think back 2 years ago, we didn't even know about COVID. And people are being asked for vaccination cards. People are being asked to wear masks. That's a huge psychological shift, if you will. And I think it's taking time for all of us to work towards this being our new normal. And
so you believe time is right. Time is the issue here. You just need that time.
Yeah. We need that time for people to become, to be socialized to this, to begin to understand it. But what we lack right now is, when we had smallpox, when we had mumps, when we had measles, when we had polio, what was the rate of acceptance for the vaccination then? Did it happen in days, weeks, months, or years? And I'm amazed by this, because it really isn't, I think, a question to ask our historians and anthropologists to say, how quickly did society 100 years ago or 50 years ago adapt to this? And lastly, how has social media had a negative impact on that socialization? Because 50 or 70 years ago, you didn't have, you know, the person in their, you know, grandmother's basement, you know, sitting there pounding away on a keyboard with a bunch of misinformation, campaigning to dissuade people from accepting what many rational people would say is a safety line for their health and welfare.
Right. The argument would be, though, Chief, that we don't have time. Every day people are dying of COVID-19. And if police officers are out in the field and interacting with people, it could be a dangerous situation in the spread of COVID-19. That's the challenge.
That is the challenge. And yesterday there was 55,000 people at Dodger Stadium watching the Dodgers win. And, you know, many of them, you know, while they're all vaccinated, there also were critics saying that as a society, we should ask police officers to abide by the same health requirements that we ask everyone else. In the city of Los Angeles, if you're not vaccinated, you have to take frequent testing. And you have to show that you have negative tests within the last 72 hours in order to access an interior of a restaurant, bar, tavern. And so, you know, this is a personal opinion, what I'm talking to you about, is what I think our police officers are looking for is to be treated equally with sanitation workers, with librarians, with teachers, with others. And there are provisions for those two exemption clauses. Our officers at 100% are identifying their vaccination status. And now we're trying to get them over that next hump, which is to understand that absent those two legitimate exemptions, that they must be vaccinated.
If this extension passes, what would this mean to public safety if the other 30 or so percent of your workforce doubles down and does not get vaccinated? Are you willing to let officers go?
Yes, I'm going to follow the rules, follow the laws.
That's Los Angeles Police Chief Michael Moore. Thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you.